You're tuned to 90.7 KRWG Las Cruces. I'm Leora Zeitlin. You're listening to Intermezzo. This Sunday, a concert with the New Horizons Symphony Orchestra will be taking place at the Atkinson Recital Hall at 3 o'clock. It's the first concert of the season, but it won't be unfolding exactly as it was originally planned. Dr. Mariana Gabi, who conducted the ensemble since 2012, planned the program, planned to conduct much of the program, and then passed away very suddenly on September 11th of this year. She had already asked Jorge Martinez, who's the violist with La Catrina Quartet and a conductor and a professor here at New Mexico State University, to conduct half of the program. He has graciously stepped in to conduct all of it, and I'm pleased to interview him today about the concert, about the circumstances surrounding it, and how it will now serve as a memorial and a celebration for Dr. Gabi's life. And the other thing I want to mention before I bring Jorge into this interview is the concert. Last February, the orchestra was supposed to play a concert with a famous work by Joaquin Rodrigo. We'll talk about it in a moment, Concierto de Aranjuez, with the guitarist Javier Calderon. And he got very sick suddenly and had to cancel at the last minute. And he and Dr. Gabi planned to then have him come back later on, and this was the concert that they chose. So it's a complicated arrangement of factors of illness and then Dr. Gabi's death that come into this concert. And full disclosure, I also play in the New Horizons Orchestra. So welcome, Jorge Martinez.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you here also. Jorge, I thought that we would start actually with a clip from Mariana Gabi. When I interviewed her last February, right before the concert when Javier Calderon was supposed to perform, because this is just a beautiful expression of her concern for him, the orchestra's concern for him, and her love for the New Horizons Orchestra, which she had been conducting for 6 years. Here's Dr. Mariana Gabi in an interview with me here at KRWG in February 2018. You had some history with Javier Calderon. You had played before in Juarez and elsewhere. Did he used to live in Las Cruces?
No. He always lived elsewhere. I just met him through some other musicians, and we got along famously, and we went many places to play together, and therefore, out of the blue, I contacted him and I asked him as a favor, would he come? Mm-hmm. And he said yes. Mm. I was just absolutely delighted. So it's a disappointment, but it's something that we hope he gets better. And just to show you who we are, let me tell you that I am so proud of my orchestra, because I've had people asking if they should send a get well card. I have people calling me, asking me about news of his health. They're more concerned about his health than they are about not playing the Rodrigo. And you know, Gordon Butler is one of them. Such a wonderful person. You know, I told you many times, they're not professional, all of them, but they are professional people. They're first-class people, and they're my people, and I love them dearly, and I wouldn't change them for the world.
That was the late Dr. Mariana Gabi speaking about New Horizons Orchestra just last February. Now the concert that she had planned then with Javier Calderon will take place. And Jorge Martinez, you'll be conducting the whole concert. You've graciously stepped up to conduct the whole concert, which will, as I said, also be a memorial for her.
Yes, I'm really excited about this concert. I'm really excited about honoring the legacy Mariana has left us. She taught for many years at the university. She also started this legacy with Las Cruces Symphony and now the New Horizons Symphony. And it's great what she left for the community of Las Cruces. You know, we're working at an MSU and always wanting to collaborate with local musicians and local organizations. I have been always in touch to Mariana, and in the past, she conducted me and my colleague Daniel Vegalbella, the Sinfonia Concertante by Mozart, and we have a great time because we know personally most of the members of the orchestra, and it's really nice when you know you're performing among friends and for your community. Then later, I sang with the New Horizons. I did West Side Story, and that was a beautiful experience. So we, you know, as time went by, I was closer and closer to Mariana, mm-hmm. to the point that she called me and she told me, you know, I don't know how I will be feeling day after day. And for this year, I want to have guest conductors to help me with the programs. And I would like to invite you to do half of the program. So we decided I would do an outdoor overture by Copland and West Side Story, because I sang it before. And I would stop by at her place and go through the music and listening. I would listen to her suggestions. But then she told me before rehearsals started, Jorge, learn the entire program, because I don't know how I will feel the day of the concert, and I want you to be ready to conduct the whole thing. And, well, that's a little scary, mm-hmm. because, you know, one thing is to know the pieces and the other is to conduct and lead an orchestra. But I thought it would be a great opportunity for me to get immersed again, kind of back in school, into the scores, analyze what was written, find the themes, just a fascinating world of sounds in your head. And I did study some conducting when I was doing my master's at Kent State University under Dr. Wiley, and of course, playing in a string quartet, and you're always looking at the scores for the group, only for four instruments, though. It gives you a clear idea of what is it you need to be doing when you're in front of an orchestra. So it's been delightful to be in front of my friends from the community who love music so deeply, and rehearsal after rehearsal, you see their improvement, you see how moved they are for the works we're playing, and it'll be a wonderful concert to honor Mariana.
And she was such a wonderful musician. She loved music. She just emanated music. And I had her on my program so many times, and she would come in and help during our fundraising. And she said, "What would we do without music?" And that was, she just lived that that sentiment. She also, many people I've spoken to in the community did not realize she was 90 years old.
Yes.
And she was still conducting. She would get up, step up on that podium as if she was a much, much younger woman and conduct with so much passion and energy. She was the first woman to tour in China with an orchestra, woman conductor, and she was the first woman conductor to conduct the Moscow State Symphony Orchestra. She was really a pioneer, and she was here in Las Cruces for decades, and so many of her students are all around the country playing, and she often brings them back.
And I know that many of them will be attending the concert. I have talked to several friends from here, Las Cruces and El Paso, and they told me that many of her former students will be here for the concert. That's,
yeah.
You know, that says a lot of the kind of person she was and meant for many of us.
Yeah. So I'll just add, I'll repeat this at the end of the interview too. The concert will be at 3:00. Following the music, there will be a short reception. And then her brother was a photographer and filmmaker and made a kind of film about her. And that will be screened at the Atkinson also. So this is really functioning as a memorial service almost for Mariana Gabi. And I know that everybody will feel her presence there. Let's talk about the music that she had planned to conduct as well as you in this program. Mm-hmm. And Javier Calderon, who she had engaged last February, will be here.
Yes.
To perform Concierto de Aranjuez. Let's talk about that one first. That's
sure.
a magnificent, probably Joaquin Rodrigo's most famous work. He wrote it in the, I think, 1939. Mm-hmm. But, you know, people hear 20th century music. They're, this is not atonal music. It is so beautiful and joyful. Yes. It's a joyful work.
Well, he was inspired by the Palacio Real de Aranjuez, which is in the city of Aranjuez. It used to be a royal house. And it's about 50 kilometers south of Madrid. And he just wanted to transport the listener by evoking, you know, the sounds of birds, the sounds of nature around this palace, the fountains, and, well, in general, the Spanish culture. And he does it so well, especially on the first movement, showing flamenco rhythms with the guitar. And the sounds you hear in the orchestra, the combination of instruments, the orchestration is just really, really great. It's tonal, but then you hear really interesting harmonies that make you think in something else. You just go someplace else. The second movement is probably the most known movement of all of his works. Both him and his wife revealed that he was in pain when he wrote this movement because apparently his wife had a miscarriage and he was devastated, and he wrote this incredible lyrical second movement, and the way the melodies go from one instrument to another and the interaction with the guitar to get to the final climax on the piece is just spectacular. It's a beautiful piece. And this, the last movement, it's more of a dance, celebration of life, and again, coming back to the Spanish culture. It's a wonderful concerto.
The second movement, when the English horn, the cor anglais, has the solo, and it switches from instrument to instrument. If that doesn't make you close to tears, I don't know what will. It is so beautiful, and that last movement, the meter is constantly changing between
all the time.
Boy, I've never had to count so hard in my life. It's really hard, only because of those meter changes. The notes aren't so hard. It's the rhythm, but it is just pure joy. It's just a joyful dance. And Javier Calderon will be the soloist. Now, other pieces on the program, we have an added piece that Dr. Gabi did not plan, but is being added in as specially in her honor, which is your colleague and friend, Daniel Vega Albela, the violinist with La Catrina and also professor here at New Mexico State, will be performing one movement of the Mozart Violin Concerto, which he played with. That was her last concert in May. Daniel was the soloist in the full concerto, so he's coming back for a movement.
Yes, I think, you know, it's a great way to honor and remember Mariana. I know she had a great time conducting Daniel. She expressed how happy she was and she wanted to conduct him again next year, doing the Beethoven Violin Concerto. And when I talked to Daniel, we talked about maybe doing the slow movement as a memorial service, a moment to think of Mariana. But he said, well, you know, maybe the third movement goes a lot more with her personality, you know. And it's a beautiful movement. The concerto is called The Turkish. And in the middle, you hear this a la Turca theme. And, you know, Mariana was kind of like that. She was always wise, smart, but then, you know, she had vision for many other possibilities to make music, to make connections, to make friends, to make musicians feel music on a different way. And I think Daniel is right, and I'm so happy he's joining this program. He might say a few words about her experience under Mariana, to share with the audience, and I think it'll be a treat for everybody to listen to this movement of the Mozart Concerto.
And then there's the West Side Story, and you said, well, you had sung West Side Story with Mariana. It's also the 100th anniversary year of Leonard Bernstein, so it makes another reason. And so speaking of just pure joy, wow, it's a suite of tunes from West Side Story, and it just is so elegant and so beautiful.
It is, it is. And then we'll open the second part with a piece by Mexican composer Joaquin Gutierrez Eras called Postludio. And I proposed that piece to Mariana because since I am a string player, I thought I could really, you know, help the string section and look for different sonorities, different ways to produce sound in our instruments and blend together. And it's a beautiful piece. It starts pretty atonal. It starts basically with a minor second, which, you know, it's pretty close and dissonant. But then as the piece progresses, it mutates from one theme to another, and each of them are very different. The last one is completely tonal. It is kind of a canon, and it ends with a beautiful violin solo by concertmaster. And you can clearly hear how, you know, something very special happened after the chaos of the beginning and then the beauty at the end. Mm. And, you know, in a way, I know we didn't plan it that way, but I know that, you know, it's like an angel going up. And I think it also goes really well with the purpose of this concert.
Mm-hmm. And the opening piece is the piece that you had chosen to conduct originally with Dr. Gavi, an outdoor overture by Aaron Copland. It's also kind of the splendor of nature. I mean, you just feel like you're on one of these glorious New Mexico days. And this summer on a Friday when I have my request show, Mariana called me and she said, Leora, play the outdoor overture of Aaron Copland. Jorge has chosen it and I don't really know it.
Wow.
So I played it and she called me back and she said, I loved that work.
It's a great piece.
Yeah.
It, you know, it starts with a magnificent fanfare and it has many interactions and the instruments and the different sections come in kind of off the beat, presenting different themes. And by the end, the composer presented four themes for this piece. But the ending, the small coda, it's the combination of all of them to create this really amazing Titanic climax. And it's just a joy to hear that overture. An outdoor overture who was actually premiered indoors. But it's a great piece, and everybody will enjoy the opening of that concert.
Jorge Martinez has been my guest today. The concert is this Sunday at 3 o'clock. It's the New Horizons Symphony Orchestra. He will be conducting the entire concert. It will serve as a memorial, and it is in memory of Dr. Mariana Gabi, who conducted the New Horizons for the last 6 years and previously had conducted the Las Cruces Symphony Orchestra for years and years and years and taught here. She led summer string workshops at New Mexico State. She has hundreds of students who learned so much from her, and we will all miss her. After the concert, as I mentioned, there will be a reception and there will be screenings, two screenings back to back of a film made about her by her brother. So a concert in memory of Dr. Mariana Gabi and a concert that I'm sure will be very crowded. So come early if you want to get a seat.
Yes. Well, you know, in the music world, we say that there's only one person of separation between a musician to another one. And when we lose somebody, especially somebody like Mariana, it means quite a lot to all of us who are very united because of our love for music. I think in a way, you know, when we play wonderful music and we get the message passed to the listener, it's a wonderful communion of humanity.
Jorge Martinez, thank you so much for coming in. Thank you for conducting the concert Sunday at 3 at the Atkinson Recital Hall.
Yes, thank you very much.